Country Bob FM. Somebody said something about more cowbell the other day.
There's never enough.
It's the Almanac today, brought to you by Industrial Upholstery Industries. They do industrial upholstery work. If you need industrial upholstery work, they are the largest upholstery shop in the Midwest. Hmm. Upholstery Industries can handcraft thousands of the same item, always with a passion for excellence. Upholstery Industries, online at upholsteryindustries.com. How many upholstered items do you have at your house and you look at, there's no passion for excellence on that upholstered item?
Right.
You'll never have to worry about that when it comes to Upholstery Industries bringing you today's almanac. You can email them info@upholstery-industries.com. info@upholstery-industries.com. Also listen for Almanac Quiz. We're going to do the Almanac Quiz.
We are going to do it. It's
We're
official.
We're going to do it as official Almanac Quiz for the Dayton Firefighters dance tickets. A pair.
Like
April
it.
13th. Chris Hockey at the Daytona Golf Course. And then at the end, just before we get into the Bobathon, it's the Ultimate Summer Six Pack Song of the Day.
This is going to be an action-packed 11, 12 minutes here.
We need to get to it. April 13th, 93rd day of the year. 272 days this year left to go. 1860, the first Pony Express riders left St. Joe, Missouri, and Sacramento, California. They were going to meet in the middle, like Diamond Rio. Took 10 days, and it only lasted about a year and a half. They realized how dangerous being a rider on the Pony Express was, right?
It was.
It was brutal.
Yeah, there was always somebody, it seemed like, laying in wait.
1882, 22 years later, you know, even stolen money can't buy a lot of loyalty, because American outlaw Jesse James, shot in the back, killed by one of his own gang members, Robert Ford.
Yeah.
He got a $5,000 reward. Apparently, that's more than Jesse James was giving him.
The coward.
From all the stolen money. You know about the Jesse James. I mean, you're an Old West guy. I mean,
yes.
You are as well-versed on the Old West as anybody.
Yeah.
And that was this date in 1882.
He was only 34.
And, you know, it was a kind of an Elvis thing, too. There was controversy whether that Jesse James was actually dead, that maybe they had faked his death, or it was somebody else.
Yeah. I don't think so.
And then they got the reward out of the deal. You don't think so? You don't buy into
those
theories?
No, I don't buy into that.
1933, boy, you haven't seen First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt until you've seen her drunk on 3-2 beer. It was this date that Eleanor Roosevelt informed newspaper reporters that beer would be served at the White House. This followed March 22nd legislation that legalized 3-2 beer. Neil, your thoughts on 3-2 beer? If it's all you got, you might as well go for it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if it's all you got.
Yeah.
I prefer mine to be more 5.0 at least.
Well, yeah.
So that was 1933. 36 in the news.
Flash, United Press, Trenton. Hoffman executed, 47 and one half.
Yeah, Bruno Hoffman on this date executed for the kidnap murder of the Lindbergh baby. Electric chair, old Sparky gone.
Yeah.
That was this date, 1936. In 53, the first TV guide was published. TV Guide published for the first time this day, 1953, on the cover.
Been around.
No surprise what was on the cover. It was a little Desi Arnaz Jr.
Oh, sure.
Ricky, you know, the little Ricky.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah.
Although he wasn't
the
one who played that role, but that was who she was pregnant with during that time, right? That was the whole thing that was going on.
Big television moment.
I Love Lucy show. That was in 53. 56, Uncle Milty.
This is the first time that the Hancock is going to rock and roll while still at anchor. Here's a young man who in a few short months has gained tremendous popularity in the music business. His records are really going like wildfire. He's America's new singing sensation.
Wayne Newton.
Our new RCA recording artist. Here he is, a big reception for Elvis Presley.
Oh boy, I missed that.
Yeah.
So on this date, Elvis Presley performed in the Milton Berle show, and they were doing the show on
deal.
The USS Air, on the aircraft carrier USS Hancock. So it was out in San Francisco or San Diego. Probably San Diego. That's where the naval base is. 1956. That was kind of a big deal.
Yeah, very much so.
1959, much so. The BBC banned this song.
Who's always throwing spitballs? Yes, who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Now, the reason, speaking of being conservative, the BBC banned that song, Charlie Brown, because of the word you just heard, spitball. I don't know, maybe in Britain, spitball means something worse than it means here. You've thrown a spitball in your time.
Quite a few. I've hollowed out a big pen.
Yep, that's all you need to do.
And done it. That's pretty good.
I'll never forget. Somebody on our bus made one. They put like 3 pages of the loose leaf paper. They tore it out of their notebook, put it in their mouth. And they might have done one at a time, but then they pushed it all together and threw it on the bus. And it hit above the bus driver to the left. And that thing was on there for a good year. I don't know if he couldn't scrape it off or he didn't want to touch it. Just kind of there for all to enjoy. So that was in 59, 68.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop.
This was very eerie.
I don't mind.
It's almost like he knew what was about to happen.
It is just less than tingles.
I know, less than 24 hours before he was assassinated in Memphis, Martin Luther King Jr. delivered that speech. Jeez. Right there. I've been to the mountaintop. He was talking to striking sanitation workers, and then he was shot by James Earl Ray the next day at the
Memphis
hotel.
Yeah.
68.
Crazy.
Same day.
Civilization where humans run wild in the jungles. And the superior beings are apes.
Charlton Heston, Roddy McDowell, and Dr. Zaius star in Planet of the Apes.
Sounded like William Conrad doing the...
Wasn't he the prime guy?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Whenever you needed a voiceover, it would be William Conrad. Good movie. Planet of the Apes. What a twist at the end.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. They never leave Earth.
Right.
It was Earth in the future.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It was ahead of its time.
It sure was. And it spawned several other cartoons, more movies, TV show, and then a couple of reboots, too. 1993, the Norman Rockwell Museum opened in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Really wasn't all that exciting. There's only one other Norman museum that I'd go to.
Stanley, you've been lying around all morning, and you promised me that you'd paint the outside of the building today.
Well, the day's not over.
Yeah, but you've been promising all year.
Well, the year's not over.
How long can you stand to look at something so faded and drab?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. How long have we been married?
The Norman Fell Museum would be my favorite Norman museum.
That would be a good one.
I would have to pass on the Norman Rockwell Museum. Yeah. And that was this day, 1993. Then in 96 in Montana.
At least 20 FBI agents converged on the cabin near the remote town of Lincoln, Montana, just after noon today, looking for evidence that could solve the mystery of the Unabomber. Sources say the suspect is Theodore John Kaczynski, born 53 years ago in Chicago.
Yeah, they got him, the Unabomber. It was him. They hauled him in suspicion, and they found out, this is the guy. And in fact, his brother kind of turned him in because when he wrote his manifesto in the Wall Street Journal or New York Times or Washington Post, whatever that was, his brother goes, that sounds like my brother.
Right.
And they go, well, this is where you can find him. You might as well look into it. And
he was a little unkept.
He was a little unkept. He could have used a haircut when they hauled him in. And he is still doing time. He did not get the death penalty, but he is still in prison. 1996. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
All right.
Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said.
Gosh, she's still with us.
That's because of her attitude.
Yes.
This is my attitude. Whatever happens, happens. Whatever you must do, do it. You know, that's kind of the thing. And she's lived to be 97 living by this. Que sera, sera.
That's not a bad way to go.
Don't get so worried. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Don't worry about small little stuff. Don't sweat it.
Mm-hmm.
Doris Day, 97.
Dankeschön.
You're German. You know what Dankeschön means.
Thank you very much.
Save those lies, darling.
Wayne Newton, 77-75 for...
A handsome guy.
Was that a great show?
Oh, I got a feeling.
The Tony Orlando and Don show?
Yes.
It was good. I love Thelma Hopkins.
Actress and singer.
Yeah, one half of Don. Tony Orlando, 75 today. Let's go back to from music to acting. Alec Baldwin.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross, great movie. And yeah, they did a great spoof on that on Saturday Night Live where he was an elf.
Yes.
You remember that? Where he was an elf and
great.
He'd always be cobbling.
Right.
Was Alec Baldwin. He's everywhere these days. A lot of SNL. He does his Trump thing.
His 30 game
Rock.
Show.
Yeah, he's on Match Game. He's the host of the Match Game.
Yes.
He's 61 today. Frasier's brother.
Hello, Emerald City. What's doing? What's happening? What the hell do you think you're doing?
That was my radio persona. Every great radio personality has one.
I don't.
That's my point exactly.
David Hyde Pierce always had a little rhubarb there for his brother.
He played that role perfectly.
He was
and
very good.
Perfect brother.
He's 60 today. Guess who's 58?
We're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
Eddie Murphy is 58 today. Beverly Hills Cop, Saturday Night Live, Nutty Professor.
The first, even the second one I could take.
Yeah, I don't even remember what the third one was about, to be honest.
Forgettable. Yeah.
Lead singer from Skid Row. You have all their albums, don't you?
Not all of them, no.
80s hair metal, Sebastian Bach. 51. I never really did find out how he met her mother, his mother, anybody's mother.
I'm her older sister. I'm supposed to teach her how to make good and responsible decisions. It's 2:00 and you've already had 3 scotch and sodas. Oh, that's why I need your help.
She was Robin from How I Met Your Mother. Robin Scherbatsky. You know, she's on the Avengers, too. She's Agent Hill.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. I don't know. You just saw the...
I did.
The Infinity War.
Yep.
Do you know whether or not Maria Hill, Agent Hill, did she
play
it away? Spoiler alert, Neil just spoiled Infinity War.
I'm like the last.
Need to see it before the new one comes out later on this month.
Yes.
And Jared Allen, happy birthday. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, don't you think?
I think so.
As far as defensive lineman and defensive end.
I think he's got the numbers to do it.
Good career with the Vikings, number 69. He is also 37 today. 3-7, 37 for Jared Allen.
All right, on the gone but not forgotten category, Washington Irving was born on this day, 1783. Did you read Rip Van Winkle or perhaps The Legend of Sleepy Hollow? He gave us those. Again, 1783. Actor and comedian George Jessel, not to be confused with George Gobel, as I kind of did earlier. That was off air, so maybe I should have brought it up. 1898.
No, we like that.
Marlon Brando is an Academy Award winning and Emmy Award winning actor.
Now you come to me to say, I'm Corleone and give me justice. But you don't ask for respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me Godfather.
Don't call him Godfather.
No. That's
he wants to be called Godfather.
Right. You know, if you don't do what the Godfather wants, sometimes bad things happen. It's just kind of the way that worked out. Marlon Brando in so many shows, 1924.
It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from it all.
See, any song could use cowbell.
Yeah, Don Gibson accompanied by Jim Erickson on cowbell. You got to love it. The great Country Music Hall of Famer Don Gibson, 1928, and singer and songwriter is one half of Jan and Dean, Jan Barry.
There's a reason their songs sound a lot like the Beach Boys, because the Beach Boys are usually singing backup.
Right. There you go. That's Jan and Dean, Jan Barry, rather, 1941, former actor, NFL star, steroid abuser, Lyle Alzado, born on this day, 1949, and he hosted the Family Feud, Ray Combs.
I asked you to name something you eat with coffee. You said donuts. The 52 people said donuts. All by yourself, you have 200 points and $10,000. Our survey said...
Oh, my gosh.
But she got to 200 all by herself.
That's pretty good.
She was the first. She was the first out of the block. They didn't even need the person that was in the soundproof booth. How about that? That was an historic event on Family Feud.
That's an impressive sibling. Family Feud host Ray Combs, born on this day in 1956, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Let's, before we do trivia, would you rather do first, trivia or the song of the day for the Ultimate Summer Six Pack?
Yeah, let's do the song of the day.
Okay.
The song you'll be listening for today, and I'll give you a hint, you'll hear it between the hours of 1 and 3. You'll need to be caller number 6 when you hear Diamond Rio, Sweet Summer. Diamond Rio, Sweet Summer, our song of the day, Jim.
All right, and when you hear that song, be caller 6. Box of no-name steaks will be yours, and then you'll be entered in the Friday drawing to win the Ultimate Summer Six-Pack, 6 of the biggest music events, tickets to those events, plus a $50 gift card to Cub. So listen later today. Okay, here's your chance now also to win a pair of tickets to the Dayton Firefighters Dance. It's coming up on April 13th. It's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
On this date, a museum honoring Norman Rockwell opened in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. I said there should be a museum for another Norman. Who was that Norman?
Oh, yes.
Who was that Norman? Let me know who it is. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer will win those tickets to the Dayton Firefighters Dance. What's the only Norman museum that I would go to?
Yeah.
All right. And I think that's it. I'm live at Richfield today for the All Request Lunch Hour. Don't forget about that. Neil's gone until when?
Tuesday. I'll be back here, Jim.
We'll talk to you
but
then.
I'll take you through the Bobathon before I go.
Of course. Would you like to start your Bobathon with Kenny Chesney, I Go Back,
mm-hmm.
Highway Robbery, Tanya Tucker, mm-hmm. or Mark Chestnut, It's a Little Too Late?
I'm ready to go with Tanya Tucker.
Sure you are. Yeah. You like the ladies. There's no doubt about that.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Total Country, Bob FM.